The Interior Department has a huge influence in Alaska. It controls most of the land in the state and oversees wilderness, national parks, and oil and gas leases. Its agencies include the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Fish and Wildlife Service. So the job of the Interior Secretary's Special Assistant on Alaska Issues also has a far reach. Kim Elton took the Washington-based job this winter, leaving Juneau, which he'd represented in the Alaska legislature for 15 years. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, Elton is adjusting to the new job.
Kim Elton has been on the job at the Interior Department for 6 weeks and says every day issues come at him from every direction of the compass.
We're a huge land manager in the state of Alaska, and the decisions that the leadership team makes affect every nook and cranny of almost every Alaskan's life. And we hear about it.
Elton says it's a balancing act, working on what he calls the legacy issues and things that crop up. In recent weeks, he's focused on breaking events, including flooding on the Yukon River and the National Park Service response to Mount Redoubt's volcanic activity. Elton says the legacy issues are the big picture decisions the administration wants to be remembered for.
I do think the secretary has been very, very clear on what he is going to focus on. Energy. Not just, you know, renewable energy, but the energy that we now rely on and depend upon as we work toward a more renewable energy future. I think he is very, very focused on building future capacity by involving young people in the challenges of resource management. And what he calls our treasured landscapes.
Elton says treasured landscapes include the national parks set aside by previous administrations over which the current one has stewardship. In that respect, Elton says the Interior Department needs to balance economic development with being a good custodian. He says it's too soon to say exactly what the Interior Department's goals are, since Secretary Salazar is still working on filling some top jobs.
So it's easy to identify pragmatism, and it's easy to identify a teamwork ethic, but because we don't have the team in place, it's difficult to say, okay, we're going to do X, Y, and Z right after we do A, B, and C, because those are decisions that have to be made by the team when it's completed.
One of the possible team members, an Interior Deputy Secretary, has had his confirmation held up by Senator Lisa Murkowski. She's awaiting answers from the Interior Department about her complaints over a lack of aggressiveness on oil and gas issues. In the last few days, Alaska's congressional delegation has signed on to letters to Secretary Salazar urging action on the current offshore drilling plan. It received a heavy blow last month by the D.C. District Court of Appeals, which said the government did not conduct an adequate analysis of environmental sensitivities and halted lease sales. The Alaska delegation wants to know how the Interior Department plans to respond, if it will pull together an acceptable environmental analysis, and when. Elton says that question is being worked through.
It is an issue that is before the courts, and there have to be some legal decisions made, and those decisions are still being vetted and sifted through, and T's are being crossed and I's are being dotted. But clearly it's an issue that we have to get beyond, because there are so many questions out there that industry has to deal with and that we have to deal with.
Elton says one lesson the new Interior Department staff learned from the last administration was not to rush decisions or policies. He says they've had to deal with the aftermath of decisions made in the final days of the Bush administration.
I mean, a large part of our first 100 days has been dealing with issues that have been dumped back in our lap for procedural reasons. And I would just note some of them are the recent OCS decision by the three-judge panel here at the D.C. District Court, guns in the parks, and just several other issues that the lesson I think that the secretary is really trying to enforce is, you know, it's hard to move ahead, you know, when somebody keeps kicking you back.
Elton says at this point, the Interior Department's goal is to apply policies in the way Congress intends, so their plans don't stall out. He says they're also trying to communicate effectively with stakeholders, from industry officials to environmentalists to Alaskans. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.